Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wow. Been getting better than this weekend, for sure, with the championship games. It's a great time to bring in Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing, man?
Joe, I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mike, I've analyzed these games about every way possible, and I know you have too, along with Sims and the rest of the people over there. These just look like two really close, should be great football games that we wouldn't be surprised if both road teams were able to win.
I agree with you completely, and wouldn't it be something if it's Bengals 49ers for the third time? They met in 16.
That's
they
right.
Met in 23. It would be great to get them together again as the Bengals try to win their first one ever. But any combination would work. The odds for Super Bowl win, the betting props are as close as they've ever been for the final four teams. So, yeah, I have no idea what's going to happen. It's the kind of thing that drives me crazy as somebody who's expected to make picks that aren't completely wrong. But I just don't care. I just want to enjoy the games. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I picked the Bengals and the Eagles to win, but it could easily be the Chiefs and the 49ers in a rematch of the game that was played down there 3 years ago. It could be any of the four combinations, and I think every combination would give us a game rich with storylines and drama and hopefully a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, both games, you're right. The personalities of both teams, whether it's a team or the star-studded quarterback match, you know, I'm with you on all that stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to. If I'm going to bring some of it back here to South Florida. So you can imagine what it's like when we see Tom Brady at a private school down here looking at the school and everybody, oh, Tom Brady, it's already set up. He's coming here. His kid, look at this. He's looking. He's getting it all set up. What do you think happens with Tom Brady? I don't think he plays for the Miami Dolphins. Do you?
I thought it was hilarious that on his pre-recorded podcast, he blew a fuse on supposedly the question of what he's going to do next year, because he said, if I effing knew what I was going to do, I'd effing tell you. All Jim Gray said was, what's your timetable? Not even what are you going to do? And I do think it was contrived. I think what Tom Brady's trying to do at this point is avoid a repeat of what happened last year. And what happened last year was there were machinations behind the scenes. The Dolphins were talking to him and Sean Payton. It all hit the fan. The tampering is going to happen. It happened in 2020 when he became a free agent. He was talking to teams in advance of the time when he was supposed to talk to teams. My guess is that the process has already begun of him identifying possibilities, finding out who would or wouldn't be interested. None of it gets held until the middle of March. By the middle of March, it's all figured out. 3 years ago, it was all figured out he was going to Tampa. Last year, it was all figured out he was going to Miami until the Brian Flores lawsuit blew everything up. And I think this year, his reaction was aimed at getting everyone off the trail as he embarks on the process of seeing, number one, who wants him, number two, who he wants, and number three, where's the right place for him to play. I think he's going to play. Just the question at this point is where.
All right, and I got to ask you about the hottest defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, came down for a visit. Where do you think he ends up?
Well, remember the report? I think it was Shefty. He's tied to Peyton. Whatever happened to that?
Kinda
that just kind of went away.
Right.
Fangio's interviewing with like everybody but the potential for a Sean Payton coach team. So, yeah, hey, he's in a position where you have options. You can pick the place where you think the personnel is the best, where you think the team's going to be the best. He surely harbors ideas of being a head coach again, going into a better situation than he had in Denver. Everyone who's ever been a head coach and has been fired wants another crack at it. They believe the second time around they can do a better job. I mean, wouldn't we all feel that way? It's human nature.
Yes.
If you took a job that didn't work out and you're still in that industry and that's still the ultimate goal, you'd like to have an opportunity to show somewhere else that you can get it done, that it wasn't you the first time around. So we'll see how it plays out. Money's going to be a factor as well. You know, coordinators get a pretty good chunk of change, but not nearly as much as head coaches. But I think a lot of factors go into it. And also, we got to see how some of these other jobs land. Maybe Peyton does take a job and all of a sudden Fangio's name gets thrust into the mix as defensive coordinator.
Well, speaking of defensive coordinator and maybe head coach again, what do you think happens to Brian Flores, whose name's been in for a lot of D.C. jobs and we know of one head coaching job?
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. Yesterday's development in Carolina, when the Panthers hired Frank Reich and passed over Steve Wilks, when the statement came from Wilks' lawyer within an hour or so after that news broke, very strongly worded, making it clear that the Panthers are going to be joined to the pending lawsuit because Wilks is one of the three plaintiffs. He's got a claim against the Cardinals. The Panthers will now face a claim, not just of race discrimination, but also retaliation against someone who dared exercise his legal rights standing up to the shield. That was a warning shot to the Cardinals, who are now considering Brian Flores to be their head coach. They better hire Sean Payton if they don't hire Brian Flores. Anything less than that, and it's going to be too easy to argue. You just went through the motions with Brian Flores. You were never going to hire him. You view him as a troublemaker. You don't want him to be a coach. And this is the great deeper battle that's going on here. And a lot of people who aren't lawyers don't understand it. And I would probably feel the same way if I hadn't practiced law and really appreciate what the law provides by way of protection. When you do take advantage of your legal rights against an employer, they can't just shun you because they don't like the fact that you dared to cause them expense and grief and heartache because they disagree with you. They think your lawsuit's frivolous, whatever the case may be. No, you have rights against retaliation. And Steve Wilks, arguably, was passed over for the Panthers job because he's a quote-unquote troublemaker. If Brian Flores isn't hired by the Cardinals and they don't hire somebody who is clearly more accomplished like Sean Payton, the Cardinals could end up in an even deeper mess. And these other teams that didn't even interview Flores, I mean, this guy did well with the Dolphins. The Cardinals are the only team that interviewed him. The Broncos, the Texans, the Colts, the Panthers, they didn't even bring him in. This lawsuit, which has been kind of simmering lately, we're still waiting to find out whether or not it's going to happen in court or in the NFL's in-house arbitration process, which is rigged in the NFL's favor. This thing is going to be a potential mess. It's going to get bigger as a result of this hiring cycle, especially if Flores doesn't come out of it with the Cardinals job.
So if he's not happy and doesn't get that head coaching job, he's a damn good defensive coordinator. Does somebody still take a chance on him, Mike, or does that screw it up for that as well?
Well, it shouldn't. And again, the Steelers did the right thing last year, and people were so, the Steelers, I can't believe the Steelers hired him. You have to compartmentalize these things. To run a business that is responsible and complies with the laws, federal, state, and local, that apply across the country, you don't hold it against someone because they've decided to stand up and say you're doing something that's not in compliance with all relevant employment laws. And so, yeah, the Vikings should be falling all over themselves to try to hire Brian Flores to turn that defense around. Anybody that's trying to upgrade from a defensive standpoint should be hiring Brian Flores. And I applaud the Steelers for giving him the job last year. If they hadn't done it, he would have been out of football for all of 2022, and it would have made his case even stronger. He was completely shunned by everybody. So I think he's either going to be the head coach of the Cardinals, which would be the smart move, especially because the Cardinals could use him. They need somebody who's the exact opposite from a coaching personality standpoint of Cliff Kingsbury, somebody to get the most out of Kyler Murray. I think he'd be a damn good choice. If it doesn't happen, then he should be a defensive coordinator, and the fact that he's got this lawsuit against the NFL should never enter the conversation. It should never be considered. It should never be discussed. It should never even be implicitly acknowledged by the decision makers. Now, that's easier said than done, but that's the way it should be.
So on top of all this stuff, it looks like, I don't know, Jeff Saturday still going to get that job with the Colts. Is that going to happen?
I think it's going to come down to Saturday or Eric Bieniemy. And Saturday's getting a second interview. The longer he's in this process, the more likely Jim Irsay is going to go ahead and do it. Oh. I wonder what impact the hiring of Frank Reich in Carolina has on Irsay's thought process. The Colts play in Carolina next year. And what if Frank Reich takes the Panthers to the NFC South division title? When you look around that division, wouldn't it be crazy to think that he could do it next year?
Right.
And what if the Colts under Saturday are 3-14? I almost wonder whether or not Frank Reich landing on his feet is just enough to break the spell that Irsay has put himself under as it relates to this idea that if he just gives Jeff Saturday enough time, he'll become a great coach. I mean, it really is astounding to think of using one of the most 32 coveted coaching jobs in football as on-the-job training for a guy who clearly isn't qualified for the job. It's kind of like Jerry Jones buying the Cowboys and making himself the general manager. He had no qualifications to be the general manager of an NFL team. Well, after you do it long enough, guess what? You get the qualifications because you're doing the job. And how many years would it take for Saturday to become the coach that Irsay thinks he can be? I think that's the struggle for Irsay. He believes that in time, Saturday could be a great head coach simply by being a head coach and learning through his mistakes and getting better. I think it's harder to do if you're going to have an apples-to-apples comparison to Frank Reich.
All right, so you've been getting it stirred up on this AFC-NFC championship game. I want to let you know I want both games the way they are on Sunday. This game was built around Sunday mostly. I want both my championship games at 3 and 6:30. I like that. I just wanted to let you know that. I like the championship games on Sunday.
I'll make sure the league office knows. I'll make sure the league office knows that's what you think. They don't care what any of us think. It used to be 1 and 4. And, Joe, I bet you would have said 20 years ago, I like my conference championship games at 1 and 4. I don't want to change. That's when football games are played on Sundays at 1 and 4.
That's true.
And then they moved them to 3 and 6:30, and people probably huffed and puffed. But you know what? We're going to huff and puff about anything the NFL does, but we're not going to blow their house down. They make it Sunday and Monday, we're still going to watch. We make it neutral site, they're still going to watch. That's the attitude the NFL has. And, you know, it was, what, 6-7 years ago, Mark Cuban said, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, the reckoning is coming for the NFL. Not that long ago, he has acknowledged he was wrong about that. The NFL can just stick its whole head in the trough and keep eating. Nothing is going to turn the American sports fan off of professional football.
I guess the other part of this is you work all year. I think you agree with this. Maybe you don't. To get the best record, get the bye week, play at home. I was lucky enough 2 or 3 times to stay home at the Orange Bowl and went to a couple Super Bowls off of it and lost one championship game, AFC championship game at home. But I saw the benefit of it. Don't you think most of the owners want to keep it that way with all the work? You know their head coaches do.
Well, some of the owners surely do. The ones who have open-air cold-weather stadiums like Art Rooney of the Steelers, who came out yesterday and said he hates it. The question is, can you dangle enough to get 24 votes in favor? And look at it this way. You know, the Falcons. Who knows when the Falcons are ever going to host another NFC championship, but they get themselves smack dab in the rotation, AFC and NFC. And I don't know how they would do it. Would it be NFC stadiums for the AFC game and AFC stadiums for the NFC game? I don't know. But there's a lot of money to be made by everyone if they shift these games to the neutral site. It becomes Super Bowl light, where you can go to the city and you can get a great package of concessions and benefits and money to do this. And the cities make more money. Think about it. If Miami hosts an AFC championship game that the Dolphins play in, how many people are coming in from out of town to go to the game and root for the visiting team? Now do it as a neutral site for the NFC championship. You got Eagles fans and 49ers fans descending on South Florida, 70,000 of them filling the hotels, spending money. That's where the allure comes from. And, hey, Joe, I remember 1972. When the undefeated Dolphins, remember what they had to do? Remember what they had to do? They had to go to Pittsburgh.
Go to Pittsburgh, that's right.
They had to go to Pittsburgh. That was the rule then. It was a stupid-ass rotation, not even based on merit. So when you consider there was a time when the NFL actually made the better team go to Pittsburgh to face the lesser team in their building, neutral site is better than that. And what they want is – a college-style atmosphere. The one thing about college football the NFL envies is those games where you tune in and you got half the stadium in one team's colors and the other half of the stadium in the other team's colors. And that doesn't happen at the Super Bowl because people get their Super Bowl tickets, for the most part, well in advance of even knowing who the teams are going to be. It's a destination. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Who's in it? I don't care. I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm neutral. You get these conference championship games where half the tickets go to the season ticket holders of one team, the other half to the season ticket holders of the other team, and it's a different thing altogether. And it's almost, and I think that's why they were kind of hoping for Bills Chiefs. It's almost like people need to see it
right
to understand how it could be, and then they've seen it, and it's like, you know what, I kind of like this, and then it goes from there.
You think it'll ever happen?
I know from talking to enough people around the league wants it to happen. The question is, can they get 24 votes? And Art Rooney was asked that yesterday, and he said he just doesn't know if they can get to 24. Lamar Hunt, the founder of the Chiefs, had pushed it during his lifetime on a regular basis, and it always got shot down. But, hey, like everything else, it comes down to money. Remember that report from a few weeks back where they went in to try to get the owners to not fire as many coaches? They laid out in dollars and cents what it cost them in buyouts. They understand you appeal to their greed. Go in there and show them how much money they can make by doing neutral site conference championship games, and that's the way to get them to agree to it.
All right, Mike. Hey, you have a great weekend. I can't wait for these games, man. They're going to be fun, and the ratings are going to be ridiculous. Should be great for everybody.
Unbelievable. I'm breaking the meter on Saturday or Sunday night, excuse me, Bengals Chiefs. Can't wait.
Mike, thank you, buddy.
See you, pal.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.